This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Louis Lang, Mike Melissa, and Chris Palmer are your officials. Louis hands the ball off to Blaze Helton, and the visiting Toppers have the basketball first in the road orange uniforms trimmed out in the black. Toppers in black lettering across the front. Nokomis in the home whites trimmed in the crimson and the black. Redskins in black lettering across the front. 7:40 for the ball game, and it's always crimson for Nokomis. That's what Steve Kimbrough used to always say. Hey, crimson is in the fight song. Terry Toe was always very clear about that. When you do a Nokomis boys game, it's crimson. And so it shall be. Here's a turnover from the Toppers to start as Seth Johnson goes sliding on the floor to corral the loose ball. Nokomis has black masks, like the Toppers sporting the gray team mask. Just underway, opening quarter. Here's Reese Lohman at the foul line. Checked by Matouche on the spin. Lost it, got it back, and then threw it away with miscommunication. He was looking for Clavin, who was cutting out towards midcourt, and Lohman's pass went down towards the foul line extended. So the clubs exchange turnovers to start as Jace Teakin takes his time into the front court for Hillsboro. Across the floor it goes to Will Christian, right back to Jace. Teak now has that elbow sleeve on the right arm. Has it out at the volleyball spike line. Being pressured out there in the 1-2-2 by Nokomis. Nodal comes out on Teak. Teak leaves it off for Christian. Skip pass. Vogel open for three. Yes, for Drake Vogel. He can stroke it now. Drake Vogel has the Toppers on the board. 3-0 our score. 6:35 for the opening quarter. A strong junior class and sophomore class for this Hillsboro squad. A steal from Vogel. Up and down for the easy deuce. And the boys' game starting like the girls' game did, and for Nokomis, they need to nip that in the bud right now. Hillsboro girls jumped out to a 22-0 lead earlier today. And Dan DeWerf doesn't like what he sees at all. He wants a timeout. 6:14 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 5-0. You're listening to boys' high school basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Nokomis gets it down to Jake Johnson. Nice duck under there for Jake, and he has Nokomis on the board. He's a tough interior player. At just 6'2", no fear in that youngster. Toppers handle the pressure, middle of the floor to Christian, and then he throws it away too tall for the intended target, Gavin Matouche. So they handle the pressure well initially, but then Christian looked just a little sped up there as his pass was too tall. The 1-2-2 at Nokomis. It's just what they do, and boy, do they do it well. A three-point Topper lead. Nokomis has the ball, high post to Jake Johnson, working on Blaze Helton. Draws a crowd, kicks to Lohman. Reese elevates, left it short. Johnson on the follow, tips it up and in. Jake Johnson, hard nose right there. So after the timeout, Nokomis has four quick points, and it's a one-point Topper lead. Vogel, long pass from midcourt into the right corner to Teakin. He dumps it down to Helton, spinning middle. No, good contest in there. I think that was Lohman or Nodal on the contest. Benny Clavin into the front court, top of the key with Jake Johnson on the right wing now. With Nodal in the corner, it goes to Clavin. Benny wants the three. Yes, Benny Clavin rattles home the three. And now Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. The Toppers got the first five. Nokomis gets the next seven for 57 for the opening quarter. And we'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Some boys' scores earlier today. North Mac beat Lincolnwood in overtime 69-62. Greenville beat Staunton 52-23. And Greenfield Northwest and over Carthenville 55-40. Nokomis leading Hillsboro 7-5, 3 minutes gone by first quarter. Down on the block to Matouche, rejected and fouled by Lohman. That was a good job of breaking the pressure that time from Hillsboro. Kept it in the middle of the floor, a couple of the passes, and they had the ball down to Matouche with good position. Gavin having a monster start to his junior campaign. Free throw is good. This toss to pull Hillsboro even at 7. Lines it up and knocks it down. Pure with both tosses was Matouche. 7-7 our score, 4:45 for the opening quarter. Teakin picks up Clavin at midcourt in the Topper man-to-man. Benny works left side, leaves it off now for Seth Johnson. Seth brings it to the head of the key. Now the foul line, kicks it back to Clavin. Benny ran off the three-point line by Teakin. Attacks to the elbow, picks up the dribble there off to Lohman. Left wing now with Seth Johnson. Jake Johnson and Blaze Helton really battling down there on the left block. Here is Benny Clavin, a one dribble pull up from 15, and he knocks it down. 5 points for Clavin, a 2-point Nokomis lead, 9-7. Vogel has the long orange sleeves underneath the row topper jersey. That's a lazy cross-court pass stolen by Seth Johnson. Up and down for the easy deuce. Those are the types of passes you cannot make against Nokomis. They will make you pay every single time. If 47 years is any indication. Here comes Vogel. Nice little Euro step through, and Drake lays it up and in. 7 points for Vogel in the opening quarter. Boy, and the way he can stroke it, when he can put it on the deck like that, that really makes him a handful to guard. Because if you sag off of him, he's going to put it right in your eye. 11-9, Nokomis with the lead. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Seth Johnson on the left wing. Lohman trying for position down there against Matouche, but Gavin is built a little wider in his junior year opposed to Lohman in his freshman year. And talking with Dan DeWerf before the ball game, he said he'll find the weight room this summer. Reese Lohman, that is. Nice-looking freshman, though, is Lohman. And freshmen don't just get to play varsity at Nokomis, because if you're on the floor as a freshman, you got game. Lohman's pass there is tipped, but Clavin tracks it down behind the back, pulls up, left it short from 18, and the rebound down to Teak. Here comes Jace into the front court, right down the middle of the floor, dumps it off to Helton on the baseline, kicks it out. Vogel open for three. Yes, Drake Vogel cans the triple, his second of the quarter. He has 10 first-quarter points, and it's 12-11 Hillsborough. Good action early, 2:45 for quarter number one. It's amazing how the good shooters, they always end up wide open. Like you say, don't leave Vogel open. Okay, coach, what happens? Vogel's open. Dump down. Johnson to Nodal, no. Kendall fights hard, gets it back, won't go. Didn't get it high enough off the window. Rebound down to Matouche. He clears out to Vogel. Here comes Drake into the front court. In the corner it goes to Christian. Skip past to Teakin, left wing. Matouche will tee up a three. Left that a little short. Rebound down to Nokomis and Seth Johnson. 2:10 opening quarter. Welcome those of you listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Here's Seth Johnson on the dribble drive, cut off there nicely by Christian. Leaves it for Jake Johnson at the foul line. In the corner it goes to Nodal now. Kendall, return pass to Clavin. Off it goes to Jake Johnson, working on Helton. Left block, spins, bump fake, tough shot there, looking for a foul, didn't get it. And the rebound down to Helton. Lead pass to Teak, and he has to save it from going out of bounds. He does so, but it's going to wind up going out of bounds on the sideline. They're going to say last touch by Nokomis. Dan DeWerf can't believe it. It's going to be Hillsborough ball. And I didn't get a great look at that. The official right on top of the play, though. 102 seconds to play in the opening quarter. 12-11 toppers lead. Drake Vogel, 10 of the toppers, 12 points. Here's Teakin in the corner, goes to Drake, down on the block, looking for Ian Malloy. Lazy pass, tip stolen, fourth turnover. Nolan Himes is into the action for Nokomis, as here's Nodal top of the key. He'll trigger the three ball, got it. Kendall Nodal cans the straight on triple, and Nokomis back in front, 14-12. Malloy in the backcourt gets it off to Vogel, across the timeline, long pass to Teakin. Jace gets all the way to the rim, layup no, too strong. And it's out of bounds, belonging to Nokomis. I think Teakin anticipated contact there that never arrived, so he put a little extra on that layup, but there was no contact. 65 seconds, first quarter. Hillsborough jumped out to a 5-0 lead. So they're 5-0. Vandals 0-5 at Hillsborough, and they got out to a 5-0 lead. It's 14-12, Nokomis now, 50 seconds, first quarter. Here's Nodal on the baseline, leaves it for Himes. Nolan way too strong, missed it all, and the rebound down to Matouche. Long pass to midcourt, Teakin. Skip pass, Christian open for three. Yes, Will Christian knocks down the three ball. Great ball movement there. Matouche with the rebound, long outlet to midcourt. Then Teakin a cross-court pass to Christian, who canned the triple. Two passes, no dribbles, 3 points. Thank you. 15-14 topper. Seth Johnson got caught in the air, able to get it back to Ryan Eisenbarth, who's checked in. The 6'2 sophomore spinning, can't get it to go. Another rebound down to Matouche. Off to Teakin, quick pass to Vogel. Drake to the front of the rim, lays it up, and in a dozen points in the quarter for Drake Vogel. 17-14 toppers, 8 seconds for the opening 8 minutes of play. Here's Himes with five. Hands off to Seth Johnson with three, way out on the left wing. He will rise for the tie. No, air ball. After 8 minutes, good ball game. Hillsborough 17, Nokomis 14. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Entertaining first quarter of basketball. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 17-14. Nokomis will get the ball to start the second quarter. On the floor, Seth Johnson, Nolan Himes, Kendall Noddle, Jake Johnson, and Ryan Eisenbarth. For Hillsboro, Bryce Connor checked in at the quarter break, a 5'10 junior. He's out there with Gavin Matouche, Ian Malloy, Drake Vogel, and Will Christian. So juniors and sophomores on the floor for the Toppers. In the corner with Eisenbarth, lobs it down to Johnson. Great catch in traffic. Jake lays it off the window. It's good. He was almost on the baseline and had to jump back towards the rim to use the window there. He went over three toppers to get it done. Christian picked his dribble up in the backcourt. That's no good against this 1-2-2 ball press, and Vogel will come across the timeline now. Off to Matouche. He's caught underneath the rim, and he's going to be called. Did he step out, or are they going to get him for a charge? They're going to get him for the offensive foul. That's Matouche's first, team's first. It was Eisenbarth who took the contact. Noddle out. Benny Clavin back on the floor for Nokomis. Evan Herbstreit, he is out for the year. Torn ACL, torn meniscus, happened in the second game of the year. The last of the Herbstreits, Tyler, Andrew, and Evan. Man, did they give so much to this program over the years. And Dan DeWerf is not happy. He calls a timeout, a hard clap of the hands, and he's going to the bench. 7:04 for the first half. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 17-16. We'll come back to NOCO following these messages on WSMI. Some girls' finals earlier today, a game we had here on FM 106. Hillsboro beat Nokomis 64-31. North Mac over Lincolnwood 69-25. And Carthenville beat Staunton 33-26. Eisenbarth, looking for some assistance, finds it in the form of Himes. Nolan dribble drive right side, and he is fouled on the floor. Second team foul on the Toppers. And they're going to get Bryce Connor on the personal. Little hand check there. Jace Teakin back on the floor. Blaze Helton returns for the Toppers. Matouche will get a breather. And Will Christian will take a seat. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. In it goes to Seth Johnson on the right wing. Long, dangerous bounce pass just found its way to Clavin. Pulls up at the foul line and knocks it down. Benny Clavin has seven. And Nokomis back in front, 18-17. 6.5 minutes for the first half of play. Here's Teakin way out on the right wing. Skip pass to Vogel. He'll line up another three. Got it again. Rattles that one down. Drake Vogel, 15 points, three triples already. 6:20 to play first half, 20-18 Toppers. Here's Himes. Leaves it for Clavin on the right wing. Ball screen from Eisenbarth. He rolls. Nothing there. Top of the key with Lohman. On the left wing now with Nolan Himes. Himes will leave it for Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth back to Seth Johnson. No Elijah Almond. He's still in the quarantine for Nokomis. Dribble drive baseline. Clavin gets all the way under the rim. Kicks to Johnson. Now Eisenbarth, 16-footer off the heel, too strong. Rebound, Lohman. He put it on the deck, lost it. And the rebound, or the loose ball, picked up off the floor by the Toppers and Vogel. Now an unforced turnover there as Vogel's cross-court pass goes off the hand of Bryce Connor and out of bounds. And that was the old, he was looking to what he was going to do with the ball before he caught the ball. Turnover number five on the Toppers. Hillsboro leads by two, 5.5 minutes first half. Here's Himes across the timeline for Nokomis. Checked by Christian. Check that. Connor in the Topper man-to-man. Here's Seth Johnson off to Jake Johnson just beyond the foul line. He dribble handoff to Clavin. Rises up, left elbow. Knock it down. Benny Clavin has nine back-to-back 15-foot jumpers, tied at 20. On the point of the ball, press Himes as Hillsboro handles that. Not across the timeline yet. Now the R with the pass to Connor. It was Teakin and Helton who handled the backcourt pressure that time. Here's Teakin in the right corner. Top of the key to Connor. Here's Vogel. Quickly double-teamed at that time. They ran him off that three-point line. Teakin wants the three, rejected by Seth Johnson, and then he's going to be called for the violation. He wound up out of bounds after the block, and he came back in. He was the first to touch, so it'll stay with Hillsboro. Matouche and Christian return. Malloy and Connor will head out. And we're going to get our mask timeout here in the second quarter. 4:53 for the first half. Hillsboro and Nokomis tied at 20. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Here at Nokomis, Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls-boys doubleheader between Hillsboro and Nokomis. Toppers won the girls' game 64-31, got out to a 22-0 lead. This game has been tight throughout as on the inbounds, Blaze Helton fouled on the floor. Did a great job to get the bucket to go down, but it will not count. Hillsboro jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Dan Dwarf took a timeout. Nokomis came back with the next seven, and we've been back and forth ever since. Tied at 20. Toppers have it on the baseline. Christian gets it down to Helton. He draws three defenders, kicks out to Jace Teakin, top of the key. Jace now kept out of the lane, pulls it back, leaves it off out at the volleyball spike line for Will Christian. Back to Jace it goes. Jarred loose by Seth Johnson, but Jace able to maintain. Here's Teakin, way out on the right wing. Pass deflected, finds its way to Vogel. Back to Jace it goes. On the left wing, Will Christian. Back to Teak now. Down in the right block, Blaze Helton. Left hand finish off the window. It's good for Blaze Helton. That was slick. 22-20, Hillsboro with the lead, 4:15 first half. The Nokomis cheerleaders are here tonight. The Hillsboro cheerleaders are not. Here's Himes, top of the key. Off to Seth Johnson on the left wing. A game that would normally have this gym packed to capacity. Instead, we got about 25 people, a few more since it was senior night for Nokomis in attendance here. Rebound down to Vogel. Long outlet pass to midcourt to Teakin. That was an athletic catch. The pass was behind him, and what a finish for Teakin playing through the contact. Jace's first bucket. That was athleticism on the catch and the finish. Now a three ball for Clavin, no, after Teakin poked it away from behind, but it went right to Benny Clavin. Now Helton the rebound, outlet, Vogel, layup, good. 17 for Drake Vogel and Dan DeWerf once. A timeout, a little 6-0 spurt for the Toppers, 3:35 for the first half. Hillsboro leads Nokomis 26-20. We'll come back to NoCo following these messages on WSMI. Out of the Nokomis timeout, Toppers lead by six. Skins have the basketball. Nolan Himes up top working on Drake Vogel. Vogel tries to come in from behind for the pick. Almost got it loose. Himes able to secure it momentarily. Now he lost it. Picked up by Teakin. He lost it. Bounced off his knee. Went right to Will Christian. Toppers maintain. Here's Blaze Helton. He's going to be called for the palming violation. The big fella looked a little uncomfortable out there handling in that spot, and he got called for the palming violation. Ryan Eisenbarth going to check back in for Nokomis. Benny Clavin will get a breather. It'll be Kendall Little for the sideline trigger in the backcourt. Off to Nolan Himes, the 5'11 sophomore. Himes into the front court, met there by Vogel in the topper man-to-man. High post to Eisenbarth. He will leave it back for Himes. Nolan, top of the key, reverses field now to the right he goes. Leaves it off for Nodal on the wing. Top of the key with Eisenbarth. Jake Johnson battling hard. They lob it down to Jake. Great catch, and he's fouled by Blaze Helton. Boy, that is not a matchup for the faint of heart on the inside there tonight. If you're playing against Jake Johnson, you better bring that proverbial lunch pail because you're not going to outwork him. You might work just as hard, but it won't be harder. On the left wing with Himes. In the corner it goes to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson now spins off the baseline. Back up top, it goes to Himes. Dangerous pass. Teakin went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Nodal. Yes, for the 18-footer. Kendall Nodal has five, and that's the risky run. If you go for the steal and don't get it, it's 5-on-4, and Nokomis made him pay. 26-22, Toppers lead with the ball, 2:20 for the first half. Here's Jace Teakin. Reverse layup, yes, for Teak. No one cut off the baseline, so he just kept on going. That won't make Dan DeWerf happy. 2:10 first half, a 6-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Nodal on the right wing. Here's Johnson at the top of the key. Leaves it off for Seth Johnson on the left wing. Here's Himes, freed up, 16-footer, way off the mark. Jake Johnson comes crashing in, jars the ball loose from Matouche and secures it. Leaves it off for Eisenbarth, yes, for Ryan Eisenbarth. That's all Jake Johnson right there. Pure hustle, pure hustle. 100 seconds, first half, 28-24 Toppers. Here's Teakin. Leaves it for Will Christian. Gets into the paint, kicks out to Vogel. Good closeout by Eisenbarth to keep Vogel from triggering the three ball. Here's Will Christian in the left corner now. He will dribble back between the circles. Cut off there by Himes on the point of the 1-2-2. Into the hands of Teakin. Standing out on the O in Nokomis on the sideline here. Teak way out on that left wing. The Nokomis defense has forced the toppers way out on the perimeter. Vogel says, I can shoot it from there, and he nails it. He was almost on the sideline on the right wing. Doesn't matter. Smooth operator. 20 for Drake Vogel in the half, his fourth three ball. And that time, Nokomis was up on him. He was several feet beyond the line. Didn't matter. 31-24 down to Jake Johnson on the baseline. A little too strong. And the rebound cleared by Matouche. Gavin off to Jace Teakin. Jace to the rim, attacks, and draws the foul. Good aggressive take by Jace Teakin with 44.2 seconds to play in the first half. Hillsborough's on a little 11-4 spurt here. This game was tied at 20. It's now 31-24 toppers with Jace Teakin at the foul line. Free throw is good. 5 points for Teak in the half. It's been all about Drake Vogel offensively, though. He has 20. Nokomis has 24. Free throw is good. Jace gets the pair. 6 points for Teakin. 33-24. Hillsborough closing the half strong on a 13-4 run right now. Nokomis needs a bucket. Here's Clavin. Leaves it for Jake Johnson in the high post. Back to Binney. Clavin fakes the three. Puts it on the deck. Cut off by Teakin. In the corner it goes to Nodal. Back to Clavin. 28 seconds for the first half. Now Binney brings it out near midcourt. He almost stepped on the midcourt line as he was backing up. Here's Jake Johnson right back to Clavin. If his heel would have come down, he would have been on the midcourt stripe for over and back. But his heel was not on the ground. It was hovering over the midcourt line. 10 seconds for the half. Right block, Jake Johnson spins baseline, missed it. Rebound, Lohman had it, ripped away by Matouche, and the toppers have time with three. Vogel, layup at the horn, yes. What a close to the half for the toppers. They finished the first half on a 15-4 run, and they get the run out at the end of the first half. Wow, 35-24, Hillsborough leading Nokomis. We'll come back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show following these messages on busy week of high school basketball coming up next week, if Mother Nature allows it, and it sure looks like she will this week, unlike we saw this past week. Monday night, girls doubleheader. Hillsborough will be at Carlinville Live at 6:30. Gillespie at Greenville will follow at around 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, girls doubleheader. Carlinville's at Southwestern Live at 5:30. Litchfield will be at Gillespie Live at around 7. And then on Friday night, the Battle of Route 16. Boys, Litchfield at Hillsborough Live at 7:30. Girls, Hillsborough at Litchfield, broadcast at 9 o'clock Friday night. All the action, of course, right here on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Big win for the Illini today. They crushed Minnesota 94-63. Iowa, another triple-double, 19-10 and 10. We'll have the Brett Underwood Show Monday night at 7. And then Illinois hits the road at Michigan State Tuesday, 5 o'clock pregame. Follow the Illini all year on 105.3 The Ox. And they are really knocking on the door. They might be kicking it in for a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. That is a beatdown of Minnesota, who's usually pretty tough at home. 31 points, my gosh. An 11-point lead for the Toppers as we start the second half. Hillsborough gets the basketball first. Here's Will Christian. Vogel, is he still hot? Missed that one. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Nobody's fouled on the putback and two free throws for Gavin Matouche. So Hillsborough has their first five out there with Vogel, Christian, Teakin, Blaze Helton, and at the free throw line, Gavin Matouche. The free throw for Gavin is good. 3 points for Gavin, all at the foul line. Second free throw is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Benny Clavin. Nokomis has their first five with Clavin, the Johnsons, Lohman, and Nodal. Here's Kendall Nodal, leaves it for Lohman, down on the block to Jake Johnson, draws a crowd, pivots around. Boy, he utilizes the pivot very well, does Jake Johnson. Underutilized in the high school game these days, the pivot. 7:20 third quarter. Here's Seth Johnson. Foul line. Contact. No whistle. Shots off the mark. Offensive rebound, Reese Lohman. Nokomis can reset. Here's Benny. Clavin dumps it down to Nodal. Tough angle. Got it to go for Kendall Nodal. 7 for Nodal. A 10-point topper lead. Here's the ball press with Clavin on the point. Hillsborough comes across the timeline with Vogel. Down to Matush. Gavin spins off the baseline back middle. Too strong off the window. Blaze Helton has the offensive rebound for the Toppers. Dumps it to Matush, and it stays down. Rattles home for Gavin Matush. He didn't use the window. Thought it was going to pop out for a second. Great work there by Blaze Helton to keep that possession alive. A 12-point Topper lead. 6:40 third quarter. Here's Benny Clavin on the baseline working on Tekin. Gets it down to Jake Johnson. Jake in the middle of the lane, nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Seth Johnson. Off to Clavin on the right wing. Benny Clavin directs a little bit of traffic. Wants a ball screen from Jake Johnson. Leaves it off now for Lohman, left side of the key. And that pass is tipped. Yes, Vogel just got a fingernail on it. It'll stay with Nokomis. Nodal gets it in to Seth Johnson, and Vogel comes in from behind and steals it. He never saw him up and down for the easy deuce. That was all one hand right there. He never put the left hand on the basketball. A little bit of sizzle for Drake Vogel. No one yelled wolf that time for Seth Johnson. He had no clue Vogel was behind him. Now this pass goes off the hands of Seth out of bounds. That was contested over there by Will Christian. Forced the turnover. Danger time now for Nokomis. They're down 14. Hillsborough has the ball. 5:55 for the third quarter. Here's Will Christian on the left wing. Topper's looking for a 6-0 start and looking to give Joe Vanzo his first win here at Nokomis. Told me before the game, he's like, I don't usually have a very good feeling when I walk into this gym. He's got a good one now, though. Vogel buries another three. He has 27. He is now outscoring Nokomis 27-26. Holy smokes, 43-26 Toppers. Drake Vogel is in one of those zones tonight. What will he wind up with? 27 already. We got 5:20 to go in the third quarter. He surely isn't headed for 40, but 30 is certainly coming up. On the attack, Seth Johnson. Fouled. That will be the first foul of the half. They'll get Will Christian with the personal. That's his first. Baseline out of bounds. Skins put a man at each corner of the lane. Benny Clavin looking, and Dan DeWerf going to take a timeout. 5:10 to play third quarter. Hillsborough starts the second half strong. They lead Nokomis 43-26. We'll come back to NoCo following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Nokomis on the baseline has to lob it out to the safety valve, Seth Johnson. Being checked out there by Will Christian. Johnson picks up the bounce at the right elbow. Leaves it off for Benny Clavin. Here's Clavin working top of the key. Goes between his legs in the corner now to Kendall Nodal. Top of the key now with Reese Lohman. Lohman leaves it off for Seth Johnson. On the block to Jake Johnson. Gets underneath the hoop. Draws defenders, kicks to Benny Clavin on the left wing. Nokomis having trouble getting an open look here. Clavin triggers a three and knocks it down. Boy, did the Skins need that. A dozen for Benny Clavin, his second three of the game. Makes it a 14-point lead for Hillsborough. See if Nokomis can get a stop here. Here's Vogel, drives baseline. Nice wraparound pass. Matusha shot is blocked. I think Lohman got a piece, and here come the Skins. 4:15 third quarter. Can they get another bucket? With a good offensive set. Here's Nodal, dumps it down to Johnson. Jake spins middle, rises up, rattle it down. Jake Johnson has eight, a little 5-0 spurt for NoCo, and it's 43-31, halfway through the third quarter. Here's Will Christian into the front court. Almost had it picked from behind by Clavin, picked up the bounce just in the nick of time. High post to Blaze Helton. He turns, dumps it down to Matush, rejected by Lohman, but fouled. Reese Lohman. He really gets off the floor quickly. They list him at 6'2". There's not much to him in terms of the strength yet, but he's only a freshman. But, man, he gets off the floor quick. Free throw for Matush. Good. Gavin has 6 points. Lohman will check out. That was his second personal foul. And Ryan Eisenbarth will return. 44-31, Toppers leading, 3:49 third quarter. The free throw for Matush is good, rattles down the pair. 7 for Gavin. The lead is 14 for Hillsborough. Nolan Himes comes into the front court. Waiting for him there is Jace Tekin. A 1-4 low set for Nokomis. They go backdoor Eisenbarth. Seth Johnson off the window. It's good. That was pretty. Comas taking advantage of Hillsborough's aggressiveness on the overplay. They go back door. A 12-point lead. Nokomis needs some stops, though. Johnson escorts Tekin right out of bounds, but he's able to find Matouche. Here's Drake Vogel. Dumps it down to Gavin, rejected by Jake Johnson. Woo! Met him at the point of attack. Here's Jake, right wing. Leaves it for Nodal on the right wing. Bad pass. He was looking to feed the post to Eisenbarth and just threw it right over his head. Picked up by Jace Tekin. Here comes Drake Vogel. Attacking layup. Yes! And the foul for Drake Vogel. Give him 29 with a free throw coming. Whew. Nice, aggressive move as he drove right on that baseline. He was underneath the backboard and was able to use his, with his right hand, come up and lay it off the window. They'll get the foul. Let's see, who do they get that foul on? Well, I'll tell you after we get our mask break. 3 minutes for the third quarter, 47-33 Hillsborough, and Drake Vogel will be at the free throw line looking for point number 30 when we come back to NoCo following these messages on WSMI. Vogel for 30. You betcha, Drake Vogel. 30 points on the night. Sensational. For the junior, Drake Vogel, 30 points in a high school game is rare. 30 points with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter is unimaginable. Will he get 40? The way he's shooting, if he gets the shots, he just might do it. Here's Nolan Himes at the right elbow. He's cut off there. Brings it back ahead of the key. Lazy pass stolen by Drake Vogel. Drake going up and down for the easy deuce. 32 for Drake Vogel. He's filling out my score sheet. I'm running out of space. 50-33. What a show from Drake Vogel here today. It's Nokomis 33, Vogel 32. On the left wing with Seth Johnson. Seth spinning middle, rises up, and lays it in. Nice move for Seth Johnson. Nokomis needs stops, though. It's on the defensive end where this game's getting away from him. Hillsborough's up 15, thanks to Drake Vogel. Doing his best Steph Curry impression tonight. Drives the baseline. That's a wild shot there with all sorts of English under the rim. But, hey, when you got 32, why not? A minute 50 for the third quarter. If that would have gone in, just if you're Nokomis, pack it up and go home. It's over. Here's Ryan Eisenbarth on the block. Got it back. Missed it. Rebound to Matouche. And he was out of bounds on the end line. It'll stay with Nokomis. Donnie Downs tells me he thinks that this would be, if Hillsborough holds on, the first regular season win at Nokomis since they started up the series, as Johnson's shot goes off the underside of the rim, out of bounds off of Hillsborough. And by Double D's recollections, take that for what it's worth, the only win for Hillsborough over Nokomis was that great 99 team with Tim Toll and Luke Cass in the year they finished 30-1. So if you trust Donnie Downs, there you go. I trust him. On most things. 90 seconds for the third quarter. 15-point topper lead. Here's Eisenbarth at the foul line. Kicked out of there by Ian Malloy. 83 seconds for the quarter. Drake Vogel putting on a show. 32. Down to Eisenbarth. Tipped, stolen by Vogel. Here comes Drake Vogel. He will slow it up as he crosses the timeline. In the corner with Bryce Connor. Back to Vogel. He's at the volleyball spike line. You better pick him up there, though. He'll shoot it. Matouche, skip pass to Connor. Touch pass to Vogel. Drake to the foul line. Tekin now open for three. Got it. Jace Tekin rattles down the three ball. He has nine. And it's 53-35 toppers. Woo. They have opened it up into the second quarter and the third quarter. This game was tied at 20. Was tied at 20 late in the second half. Now 53-35, an impressive spurt here from Hillsborough. Boy, and they have been impressive in the early stages. Hammered Roxana last night, 69-46, and taking care of Nokomis here, 53-35. Matouche and Tekin out as Blaise Helton's back on the floor along with Ian Malloy. 40 seconds, third quarter. Here's Kendall Nodal out on the right wing. Nodal picked up the bounce. He needs some assistance. Vogel got his hand on it. Another steal. Here comes Helton. Layup, no. He's fouled. And Vogel was right there for the follow. Instead, it'll be Blaise Helton at the charity stripe. 28.6 seconds for the third quarter. The foul goes on Nolan Himes, his first. Fourth on Nokomis here in the half. Helton's free throw is good. But you know how some teams just have a look and a feel that it's a special group? Hillsboro has that look and they have that feel right now as Helton knocks down both free throws. He has four. Jace Teakins, the only senior on this squad. A 20-point Hillsboro lead after the game was tied at 20 late in the first half. An impressive run for Hillsboro. Eisenbarth got bumped. No whistle. There should have been. Lead pass to Vogel. Left-hand layup. Yep. 34 for Drake Vogel. With 5 seconds in the third quarter, Himes lets it fly. Three-quarters court. Gets it down to Johnson. Rejected by Malloy. And I guess that's a fitting way for the third quarter to end. Domination by the Toppers. Three quarters in the books. Hillsboro 57, Nokomis 35. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. The Toppers are on a 37-15 run ever since the game was tied at 20 late in the first half. As we get set for the start of the money quarter, Nokomis gets the basketball first. Hillsboro won the third quarter 22-11. Nokomis gives up 22 points in a quarter. That does not happen all that often. Here's Himes operating, leaves it on the left wing now for Seth Johnson. Seth puts it on the deck, left elbow cut off. Back to Jake Johnson now. Jake at the foul line, he's cut off by the Topper man-to-man. Into the hands of Nodal, out to Himes now beyond the volleyball spike line. The Hillsboro defense has really forced Nokomis' offense to start a long way from the basket. Himes, nice dribble drive there, the left-hand finish. Nolan's first bucket. Nokomis is going to need their pressure over these next couple of minutes to give themselves a chance in this ball game. Cross-court pass Vogel to Christian. Underneath the hoop, layup no. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Nodal. Here comes Seth Johnson. Stops and buckets. That's what Nokomis needs. Down to Jake. Reverse layup. Good. 10 for Jake Johnson. 4 quick points for Nokomis. 7 minutes for the ball game. Here's the ball press now with Himes on the point. Hillsboro across the timeline with Will Christian. Picks up the dribble, middle of the floor to Blaze Helton. Off to Malloy in the corner. Into the hands of Will Christian. Bryce Connor. Skip pass to Malloy. Ian Malloy, nice ball fake. Drives baseline, dumps it to Helton. Can't get it to go, and the rebound down to Eisenbarth. 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Himes. Off to Eisenbarth. Ryan Eisenbarth hit on the release, and he'll have 2 free throws. Almost banked it in for the and one. Clock will stop, 6:31 to play. Second team foul on Hillsboro as the Toppers lead 57-39. The foul on Malloy, his first. Free throw for Eisenbarth, short. Matouche, Teakin back on the floor. Malloy and Connor out. Ryan Eisenbarth, the 6'2 sophomore, for his second free throw. That one rattled out, no good, misses the pair, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Here's Will Christian, off to Blaze Helton. In the corner, Vogel passes on the three, touch pass to Teakin. Teak down on the block to Helton. Blaze Helton finds a slashing Vogel off the window, it's good. 36 for Drake Vogel, 36. 59-39 Toppers. Can he get 40? 40 in a high school game is so rare. I don't recall personally ever seeing 40 in a high school game. I've been doing this 15 years. Down to Jake Johnson, no, but he was fouled. Blaze Helton thought he was straight up. Third team foul. Remember Mike Tisdale, when he was at Riverton, they played at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament there his junior and senior years. He had some monster nights, but I don't know that he ever got to 40. He got to 30 pretty consistently in those tournament games as Jake Johnson rattles home the first free throw. But, boy, off the top of my head, I don't think he ever got to 40. Maybe he did. If so, that'd be the only instance I could even think where it'd be a possibility of 40 in a high school game around here. Second free throw rattles out for Jake Johnson. Here's Vogel. No look past the Helton. Oh, we got on the underside of the rim. Gets it back. Count it. And the foul, Blaze Helton. The 6-foot sophomore playing bigger than that on the inside. He's a wide-shouldered 6 foot. Football strong, as you would say, in Hillsboro. Free throw rattles out. Rebound down to Nokomis. A 21-point lead for Hillsboro. Here's Seth Johnson, steps into the triple and buries it. Seth Johnson with 9. 61-43, clock running 5.5 for the ball game. In the front court with Will Christian. Christian now puts it on the deck. Skip pass to Vogel. Open for 3. Yes. Oh, yes. 39 for Drake Vogel. 39. And he's got the mask on, so you can't see, but he has to have a smile ear to ear. 39 for Vogel. 5 minutes for the ball game. Top of the key with Nodal. Vogel went for the steal there, didn't get it. He's already got 3 or 4 steals tonight that have led to runouts. Here's Himes in the left wing. Top of the key with Jake Johnson on the right wing with Benny Clavin now. 4:45 to play in the ballgame, and Drake Vogel has 39 points. 64-43, Hillsboro with the lead. Nokomis has the ball, Jake Johnson at the right elbow. Back to Benny. Clavin open for 3. Yes, for Benny Clavin. 15 now for Clavin. As Hillsboro's really done a great job of handling this ball press tonight from Nokomis. I've only got him for 6 turnovers and none in the second half. Here's Tekin off to Christian. Tekin wants the right corner 3, air ball, and the rebound down to Nokomis. 4:10 for the ball game. Here's Seth Johnson off to Jake Johnson. Here's Clavin, 2 in a row. Yes, for Benny Clavin. 18 for Clavin, and Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 4:03 to play, 64-49, Hillsboro leading Nokomis. We'll come back to NoCo following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, it'll be Hillsboro ball, 4:03 to play. Joe Vanzo not taking any chances. He knows all too well that 4 minutes in this gym is more than enough time for Nokomis to come all the way back, no matter how improbable it might seem. A 15-point Topper lead. Here's Tekin, finds Vogel, attacks, kicks out to Helton. Blaze Helton dumps it down to Matush. Gavin off the window. It's good for Matush. 9 for Gavin. Just a second field goal. 66-49 Hillsboro. 3:40 to play ball game. Here's Clavin on the left wing with Nolan Himes. Needs it back for Nodal. Kindle for 3. Left that a little bit short. Hit the rim a second time, but the rebound secured by Gavin Matush. Drake Vogel comes up. He's holding his left shoulder, and he's going to motion to come out. He got hurt on that rebound. Drake Vogel is hurt, holding his left shoulder. He motioned to come out. He's not even involved in the play right now. The pass is thrown away by Tekin, and Vogel's left arm is jacked up. Goes for the block. Gets that with his right hand. Outlet to Matush. What a night for Drake Vogel. Kevin goes up and down for the easy douche. Matush holding his left shoulder, Vogel holding his left shoulder, not even involved in the offensive play. He got thrown away, but he hustled back, got the block, threw the ball down the middle of the floor. Great lead pass to Matush for the assist. Grabbing his left shoulder. Something happened on that rebound. I guess that was the only thing that was going to keep him from getting 40 tonight. Hurt himself. Boy, that ball got deflected out, went right to Dan DeWerf, and boy, is he frustrated. He took it and just slammed it right into the ground, but he kept his hands on it, so there was no big bounce. He's stewing. Here's Lohman off to Clavin, Benny Clavin, on the right wing. Leaves it back to Nolan Himes. Himes on the left wing now puts it on the deck, kicks it top of the key to Nodal. On the left wing with Clavin, Benny for 3, left it a little bit short, rebound down to Will Christian. Lead pass to Bryce Connor behind the defense. The layup is good. Connor's first bucket of the night. 70-49 Toppers. Drake Vogel's going to get a bag of ice for that left shoulder. I wanted to see him get 40, and he would have done it, I do believe, if not for the shoulder injury. Hopefully he's okay moving forward. What a night for Drake Vogel. It's one he will remember for a long, long time. If he has a better game in high school than that, I hope to see it. Here's Nodal on the baseline, knocks it down. Kendall Nodal with 9. And we're going to get a whistle and a stoppage here just for substitutions. Jake Johnson in, Ryan Eisenbarth in, Nolan Himes in. The seniors will come off the floor here for Nokomis. Benny Clavin, Seth Johnson, and Kendall Nodal. Actually, Jake Johnson stays on the floor. A minute and 50 seconds to play. 70-51 Toppers. Across the floor to Jace Teakin. In the corner and out of bounds as through the hands of Addison Pollard that time. Just took his eyes off it. By my count, that's the first turnover in the second half by the Toppers. What an impressive display here tonight. This game was tied at 20 late in the second quarter. It's been all Hillsboro and all Drake Vogel ever since. On the left wing with Kennedy DeWerf, who's checked in for Nokomis. 90 seconds to play. Hillsboro going to sweep the girls-boys doubleheader, both in impressive fashion as Jake Johnson lays it up and in. He has a baker's dozen. The Drake Vogel Show here tonight. 39 points. 6 threes for Vogel tonight. I think he might have been 6 of 8, 6 of 9 from distance. And Joe Vanzo doesn't like what he sees. He wants a timeout. 66 seconds to play in the game. Hillsboro leading Nokomis 70-53. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro has the basketball leading 70-53. Just 66 seconds left to play. Blaze Helton will throw it in right in front of the Topper bench in front of Drake Vogel. Doesn't have the ice bag on his shoulder, so that's certainly a good sign. Off to Jace Teakin. This is why I'm not a coach. I'd put him back in so he could get 40, but that's why I'm up here and Joe Vanzo's down there. Well, that's just one of the many reasons why that's the case. Here's Nolan Himes on the attack. Good contest by Teakin, and Lohman's there for the follow. 40 seconds to play. 70-55 Toppers lead. Teakin fouled in the backcourt by Himes. 16 fouls, so not over the limit. 34 and a half seconds left. Joe Vanzo is indeed going to get his first win here at Nokomis in his sixth try. And it was done in impressive fashion. Miscommunication there as Teakin throws it right out of bounds. Helton was cutting to the rim, but Teakin was not throwing it that direction. Not going to matter one bit, though. 27 seconds left, a 15-point Topper lead. Himes picked up the dribble. Off it goes to Reese Lohman. Lohman now top of the key with Jake Johnson on the left wing with DeWerf. Top of the key. Here is a long two from Himes. No. Offensive rebound. Jake Johnson always shorted it. And the rebound tied up between Johnson and Helton. And Hillsboro has it on the arrow. 8.8 seconds for the ball game. Toppers get it in to Teakin. He's just going to hold in the backcourt. 70-55 after the game was tied at 20. The Toppers win it in a runaway here tonight. 70-55 the final. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro sweeps the girls' boys' doubleheader here tonight. The girls won 64-31. The boys win 70-55 again. It was tied at 20 late in the first half. Saw Hillsboro pull away and took a 35-24 halftime lead. Outscored Nokomis 22-11 in the third quarter as they led 57-35 heading to the money quarter. And they win it 70-55. Joe Vanzo's first win here at Nokomis. And it is not very often that Hillsboro beats Nokomis, period. And based on the information that Donnie Downs provided me, potentially just the second time Hillsboro has beaten Nokomis ever. So it is rare, and it was impressive thanks to Drake Vogel. 39 points for the junior tonight. He buried 6 threes, and he would have got to 40 if he hadn't hurt his left shoulder with about 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. So 39 for Vogel, 11 for Gavin Matouche, 9 for Jace Teakin, 6 for Blaze Helton, 3 for Will Christian. Toppers hit 8 threes on the night as they run away from Nokomis and win it 70-55. On the Nokomis side of the ledger, 18 for Benny Clavin, 13 for Jake Johnson, 9 points for Kendall Nodal, 9 points for Seth Johnson, 2 points for Ryan Eisenbarth, 2 points for Nolan Himes this evening. So with the loss, Nokomis falls to 4-3. With the win, Hillsboro still perfect on the year at 6-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough wins it 70-55 over Nokomis, and it was the Drake Vogel show tonight. Drake finished with 39 points. Happy to have Drake with us right now. And when you woke up today, did you have that feeling, or was it just one of those nights?
I mean, I was just coming over here. We wanted to win the game because Coach Vanzo hasn't won.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to score that much, but after my first two shots, I kind of knew it was going to be a good night. My teammates were finding me, so.
As you came into this season, obviously, different type of year, but you knew you had a special group, I would imagine.
Yeah.
How much fun have you had here these first six games?
A lot, man. Winning's fun.
Winning is fun. It sure is.
We beat every team that beat us last year. Some of them beat us by 30. I mean, we're coming out and playing.
You filed that away, didn't you?
Yep.
Drake, I told you before we came on the air, you might have had 39 points tonight. But to me, the best play you made was after you hurt your shoulder. You weren't part of the offensive sequence because you asked to come out. Ball gets turned over. You didn't just stand there. You sprinted back. You got the block. And then threw a beautiful pass the length of the floor to Matouche for the assist. Just talk about playing hard. It's not easy to do, but just talk about how you approach that.
I mean, I seen he was going in for a layup, and I was just trying to honestly foul him, get out of the game. My shoulder was hurting, but, I mean, I ended up getting a block.
And the assist now.
Yeah, and then I looked up, seen Gav, so I just threw it up there.
How much fun do you have playing with this group of guys?
Do what?
How much fun do you have playing with this group of guys?
Lots, man. My teammates are my homies. You know, they support me. They do everything.
Awesome. So, little dislocated shoulder, I guess?
No, I don't. I think I just tweaked it a little bit, to be honest.
All right. Good deal. I thought you were going to go for 40.
I mean, I was going to, but, I mean, hey, we won. That's all.
Awesome. Drake Vogel, thank you for a few minutes of your time. You were a lot of fun to watch tonight, my man. 39 points in the top for 70-55 win. Thanks to all the wonderful people here at Nokomis for their hospitality. They treat us good every time we come into town. The Toppers sweep it. The girls won 64-31. The boys win it 70-55. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. I am Tim Mize saying so long from Nokomis.